Question 5. Practice 2. Conversation. Listen to a conversation. As you listen, take notes on the problem and the solution suggested. Hi, Linda. How's it going?
Pretty good. How about you, Alan?
Good. Except graduation has been on my mind lately. I only have 1 year to make my preparations to become a teacher.
I know what you mean.
The thing is that I want to get experience as a teacher. That way I can be prepared when I go out and look for my first job. But I'm not sure how to get that experience since I'm so busy.
Having experience is really important. Hey, why not ask Professor Schwartz to sponsor you for an independent teaching project? She mentioned to me once that some past students did this. They put together mini lessons that they taught in after-school programs.
That seems like a good idea. I am just worried that I'm too busy to devote a bunch of time to something like that.
Fair enough. You certainly don't want to fall behind in your schoolwork.
Exactly.
Well, hey, how about this? Why not just wait until you get to grad school? You're planning to go anyway, and they always let you be a teaching assistant in grad school, right? That way, you'll get plenty of practice being a teacher before you actually go out and get a teaching job.
That's a good idea, but they don't always let you become a teaching assistant. Sometimes they just don't have enough classes for all the grad students to take. And I worry about waiting until grad school. If I don't get a teaching position, then I really won't have any other chance to get experience.
That's very true. Well, I think you should consider both options.
I definitely will.